I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our secret show. We're the good guys on there. You should listen to it.
You'll love it.
Yeah. Every weekday at around 10 o'clock, it streams on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey
is a free app. And not only can you get our podcast there for the whole show, the Secret Show podcasts all drop on Fridays. It streams there daily at 10 a.m. You can hear this show live. You can just ask it for music. I mean, that it's everything you want, and it's a completely free app.
Embrace it. It's amazing.
Thanks, Kim. Well said. Odyssey app. Check that out.
Odyssey.
Our secret show. We answer people's questions. I have a good bad advice for today.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Nice. Good.
Yeah, it'll be a good one.
Let's try to get to it.
Good luck to
we're
us.
Such laggers.
Good luck to us.
We're terrible.
Well, we just start talking.
You know, we were talking about people who make wrong decisions earlier in the news, and 650 writes, oh, sorry, wait, that's not, it's 415. The hot tub, black floors, wrong backsplash, good Rick, bad Rick, not boning Eddie Van Halen or the Tears for Fears guy, not ending up with Village. There's like seven right there.
None of those were that bad of it. They weren't life-changingly bad decisions. I love the black floors for 20 minutes a week
right.
on Thursdays after they've just been cleaned.
The hot tub?
The hot tub was not a good idea.
Yeah. But Richards never felt better each night
oh
at the
God,
end of a work
day. Oh, my God, he soaks in it every
He's
night.
Like,
it's like I've made that guy's life.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah, I definitely don't count that among my worst decisions.
They're just teasing you.
Well, I'm very defensive about it.
Don't be.
This is like weirdness from a world I really don't know anything about. YouTube trickery, conspiracies. YouTube's trying to get you.
Why?
You remember a few years back, there was a woman who had been making money doing workout videos on YouTube. And she had enough subscribers and enough views that she was making some decent money. And then YouTube just changed the whole pay scale. And she went from making money to not making money. And she went to the campus and was...
Oh, that was an exercise video lady.
What was it?
You're confused. That lady was not...
She was doing...
I don't remember all the... But she was gnarly.
Oh, she was not a good person. She took a gun to the campus.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember. Did they kill her or did she just go to jail?
I think she went to jail. Let's see.
I'll look it up. You tell the story.
So... This is not, it's not as dramatic as that, but it just makes you think, like, you know, they arbitrarily changed the rules on this lady and it sent her off the deep end. She'd been making money and then she wasn't making money.
Well, yeah, but, and I understand that reality, like you just messed up my, I have a gig going here,
right.
But for them, they're like, yeah, you're not our concern.
Clearly.
We're YouTube. We're in business and we do what we want.
Right. They do what they want.
Get your own website and farm your audience that way.
Right. So, Nicki Minaj.
And don't bring a gun over here to our building.
No, I'm not saying she wasn't completely out of line. But I can see how someone who suddenly doesn't get, I can see someone getting upset by a change. I wasn't consulted for this change, YouTube. So this is just, that's just sort of an example of not even what this story is about. So Nicki Minaj thinks there's a conspiracy to age restrict her new video.
Oh, she offed herself.
Oh.
I'm just getting to it, the wiki page.
That's terrible.
This is from 2018.
Yeah, it actually feels like longer ago than that.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, because the pandemic happened in between. So... Over the weekend, Nicki Minaj released a video for a remix of something called Licklemas. It's a song of hers. political mix.
Oh, you know what, though? You are partly right. She was a vegan activist and a fitness personality.
Yeah, she would do
of
like,
Iranian
workout.
Heritage.
She would do workout videos. And she was, and people were viewing it enough that she was making some money. So over the weekend, Nicki Minaj releases this new video. You can.
Okay.
Quote, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, sorry.
I know, but
you brought it up.
But I can see that you're concentrating.
Or did I bring it up?
I brought that up.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's got a song called Lick or Miss.
And here's some of it here. The orb clear, the orb get boom boom, that are clapping on his dick all night.
He in Jamaica moving bricks all white. Soon as I see him, I'ma fuck him on sight. Oh my God, she's so aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So she releases a video for this.
Mm-hmm.
It features some Jamaican dance hall artist named Skeng. And it was promptly slapped with an age restriction by YouTube. Now, I personally feel
Do you mean Shabba Ranks?
Nope. Mm. No.
Never heard of.
Yeah. Skeng, I've never heard of.
Okay.
And as a dance hall artist, I'm not even exactly sure. Okay, there he is.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's having a good time. Does it say polo really big across that Hawaiian shirt
yep.
looking thing?
No, it's a polo shirt.
Okay. Anyway, so you can,
all those girls are backed into him. Do you see that?
I do.
He's in the middle of a circle of ladies who are freaking him.
So
twerking.
In the video that you're looking at, is the profanity censored?
In this video, no.
So you can hear all those words?
Those words okay. You just heard that were censored, yeah.
So there is some sexual content in mm-hmm. this. It's a Nicki Minaj video. But the thing is, all her videos are full of ladies shaking their cans
mm-hmm.
and writhing around on the floor and banging the floor. I mean, shaking they are making their butts touch. I mean, it's just all ladies going, check me out over here. No, mm-hmm. no, check me out over here. Wait a minute, what about me? Over here, clap, 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 that kind of thing. So it's nearly bare butts shaking and whatnot. It's honestly not that bad. It's actually, it is a little bit confusing that this one gets flagged because she says, look, I think there's a conspiracy to limit my views on YouTube, possibly by a rival record label. She did a couple Instagram posts and she noted that YouTube has, quote, things a million effing times worse on their bogus effing platform. Just trying not to say the actual words here. This is what they do to keep you from winning while doing ads for other people and posting fake effing stats. She said, this was done to stop us from getting a lot of views in the first 24 hours. Because that's when it matters, man. You release a video and it makes a huge splash. YouTube, it's time y'all tell people that you're in bed with a whole record label and management company.
Okay, are they? Did you get to the bottom of this? Is there?
Well, I
like
didn't get to the bottom of it. I'm just saying this is what she's alleging. And okay. It is true. When you look at this, it's like, this is not anything I haven't seen before. She's just mad because it has an age restriction thing. And frankly, I actually think it should have an age restriction.
Yeah, it should.
I think if anything has anything close to this on it, it should have an age restriction.
I agree.
Because then you could set a control that says, this person can't watch a video that has the age restriction thing on it. And you could feel slightly safer about YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us hand our kids an iPad or a phone and say, please,
more than we want to
entertain yourself for a minute here while mom cooks dinner. So anyway, I don't know anything about YouTube conspiracy theories or anything like that. But what she's saying, I feel like no matter what the reason they put putting an age restriction on this thing was appropriate.
Yeah. Conspiracy.
And
I'm
I
not
would
sure.
think, I know.
When you post something, there's an option that says not for kids, and you can hit that, and you should hit that if you're uploading this video.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. It's not for kids.
And can other people report that too, like flag it like on Instagram?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that might be another way.
Yeah, like a mom saw her kid watching this and went, I don't think you should be watching this.
You're supposed to be watching Blippi. How'd you get on this?
Eight. Yeah. You're 8 years old. You mm-hmm. can't watch Nicki Minaj shake her tush in the camera.
Yeah, and all the other girls, like 50 girls.
There are 50 girls.
In thongs.
I think that guy was smoking a spliff, too.
Yeah, he was.
Super hot, but.
There's drug use, sexual content, boobies, butts.
I'm not mad at it, but I don't. Yeah. I agree, though, that kids shouldn't watch this.
I also think that I'm more likely to watch something that is tagged adult content. I'm like, oh, what's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
And so are kids, frankly.
Is the song good, by the way? Like, back to the whole,
you know,
the whole
you heard
point.
It?
Is
nah.
it any good? It's hypersexualized based on what I could gather from the little clip you played.
This is a remix and it's Jamaican, so there's a lot of slang. So I was kind of
right.
I wasn't
hesitant
sure
to...
what was a curse word and what was it, you know?
I like her hair in it. Nicki Minaj, she looks good with pink hair. It's kind of like swooped across her forehead. She looks cute. I like her. You stupid hoe. You stupid, stupid hoe. Who doesn't want to say that to someone, you know? Mm-hmm. Thanks for giving me the words, Nicki.
Wow.
Okay, turn that
They're
off.
Really just showing.
They really are. You a stupid hoe. You a stupid hoe. You a
stupid hoe. You a stupid hoe. Yeah, you a stupid hoe. All right.
How? You a how?
I got it.
Stupid hoe. Stupid.
Sheesh.
All right, I'll take it down. A little distracting.
My kids are the first ones that played me that. I was like, what am I listening to? That's amazing. Loudwire is a website, and they love to rock out. That's their thing. We like rock
Loudwire.
Music. Loudwire.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they put a list of what they say are the 15 greatest one-hit wonders.
The 15, so they're actually saying they like these songs.
They're saying these are the one-hit wonders. So, and some of these.
How far back does it go?
Far. It's from modern day to, I mean, I'm going to say their number one is old.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You want to try and guess some of these? So these are all, a lot of these are alternative songs. Like, we played a lot of these songs. I recognize many of them.
You know what song I loved that didn't, they never, what was that? Was it Fastball that did that song, The Way?
That is their
I love
song.
That song.
I actually love that song too. It could be on here. It's just like some of these songs. Like at number 10 is Harvey Danger. There it is.
I know this. We played the heck out of this song.
No, this is the song you were just talking about.
Oh.
Fastball.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was playing the song he was talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Where's the Harvey Danger?
You're not going to go to... I thought we were doing 15.
Okay, we'll just count it up. You want to do that?
Up to you. Doesn't
okay.
matter to me.
So at number 15 is... And I'll just tell you the name of the band. You tell me what the hit is.
Okay.
The Vapors. Play it. Go ahead and play
Hold
it.
On. No.
All right.
All right, go ahead. Play it. I knew it. I knew this one.
Yeah.
Turning Japanese.
It's their only song, and it was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, at number 14.
These guys, by the way, have been since been canceled.
Well, yeah. Years later, everyone went, you can't say that. Stop right. it.
Okay.
So,
the Vapors. I knew that.
At number 14, this is a band, you only heard it here in San Francisco. You would have heard it on Live 105. Space Hog.
Oh,
what's their one big
yeah,
song?
Yeah, yeah, no, I know it too. It's I can't think come up with the name, but I know this song.
Yeah. They had a hit. It's called, and that's really the whole hook right there. It's all you need in the meantime.
Yep.
Okay, then they go. Going a little deep here. How about Kix?
You know I don't like Kix.
You don't remember the one big song? To me, I actually feel like Kix had some hits.
No, they did not. Stop it, you big liar.
I can't think of one of them.
I played Kix.
Yeah, I know.
On
me
my,
too.
My metal station that I started on.
Q96 FM.
But I don't know this song. What is it?
It's called Don't Close Your Eyes. I don't even recognize this.
Yep, they didn't have a hit. Not one.
We both played it, Vinny. It was a hit, much to our chagrin. Do you remember the band Hum?
I do remember Hum. Something about the sunshine. No?
Stars. You'll recognize it.
Yeah.
It's the one song. This was a huge hit.
Yeah.
When I was maybe 1995, maybe, 94. Go jump in a little bit.
Further?
Yeah, a little.
Counting Stars. There it is.
Okay. Can you name the Toadies song?
Yes. Possum Kingdom.
Possum Kingdom. I love this song.
I played this song maybe more than any.
It's about killing someone, just so we're clear here. Like, he's going to take this girl and kill her out behind the woodshed. Oh, the boathouse, not the woodshed. I'll show you
my dark secret. Oh, dear.
Has a cool beat, too. It goes twice. And then it only goes once. Got to remind John about that one. I'll say that today. Harvey Danger's at number 10.
Flagpole Sittin'.
Flagpole Sitta. And it's the one song. I'm not well, and I'm so home. I love this tune. We used to play this on Alice all the time. Fountains of Wayne, what's their song?
Fountains of Wayne was... Is that... That's not Stacy's mom.
It's Stacy's mom.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. She's all I want, and I've waited for so long.
I just love it. Like, that's one of those songs you close your eyes, you throw your head back, and you just sing it at the top of your lungs. Let it come out.
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Come on, Alex.
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Oh. Stacy, do you remember? Alex, I don't think I've ever heard you sing before.
That's my first time ever singing on. Yeah, here. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you sing some more?
Yeah.
Stacy's mom. Okay,
that sounds
terrible. I can't do that now.
You got it, bro. You got it.
You have it.
That's a very sweet voice.
Okay.
I appreciate it, Brent.
Fast forward to the chorus so we can hear it.
Yeah.
I want to hear him singing more.
Oh, hold on. All right. Ready?
Stacy's mom has got it going
on. Come on, crank it up.
Stacy's mom, and I've waited for so long. Stacy, can't you see? You're just not the girl for me. Know it might be wrong, but I'm in love with Stacy's mom.
Oh my God, so good.
Man.
So good. Oh my God.
I put all my effort into that one.
That was, yeah. You know what though? The eye contact was weird. You need to close your eyes and really just let it out.
The eye contact was weird.
Yeah.
Come
We're like staring at each other during that. That was kind of weird. Like really intense.
I didn't realize it. Yeah.
Okay.
He was focusing on his
vocals.
He
just wants to make me happy, you know? He's like,
yeah,
like, I'll sing
you
for
asked
you.
Him to I do know. It. He's doing it for you. And now you're telling him not. Don't, no. But don't look at me.
He
yeah,
really
don't look
is
at me. Close
the
your
new
eyes.
Nicole because like the minion thing is real.
Yeah. Me and Alex, we got a whole thing going on.
All right.
All right, keep going.
Semisonic.
Oh, you know this one. Too easy.
Club to bar closing time.
That's the one.
I want to take me home.
Singing is encouraged, Alex.
I want to take me home.
Okay.
And this is about, like, childbirth, right? Didn't we discover that?
Yes, it was about his kid being born.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it sounds like...
Like you're desperate,
just, right?
And the bar's closing.
Bar's closing.
Beer goggles. Anybody? Sure. Anybody?
Anybody? Really? What about the band?
Any port in a storm.
I've heard of this band, but I don't know that I would have. I don't know that I would have picked a song from them. They're called this. By the way, we're doing a list of one hit wonders. Lit is the band. What's the name of the song?
Lit.
Right?
I know the band, too, and I played this
I feel like they
ton.
Had a couple songs, but this one
Let me
is,
hear it.
Here it is. It's called My Own Worst Enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Love this song. In the mid-90s, this song was huge, but I don't... And I think they tried to have another single, but they... It just didn't work.
Everyone tries to have another single.
All of these people tried to have another
single. Hello, Rockstardom's awesome.
Right. Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, these guys are the...
The song is called Not a sing-along, it's so low. Wouldn't go and change with the girls.
I think it's a 33. 45, baby.
So slow.
It's a good one, though. She couldn't quite explain it. It always just been. Okay. Next up, one of the biggest songs in early Alice days, Marcy Playground.
Oh, this was the... Wait.
Yep, it's
this
the one.
This is the one.
It's the only one. They did,
Sex and Candy.
Yeah. They tried to push another single. Didn't happen.
Downtown by these guys came on our show.
Yeah, they did.
Remember them?
They were even saying, like, yeah, keep playing that. It's an advertisement for our album. Or for just for the single.
Well.
Those are the days when you had to go buy a record, too.
Mm-hmm. Like a second before the music industry went.
Yep. Took a turn. Drowning Pool is number four.
I wonder if Sean Parker's like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Sean. Well, it was bound to happen. Someone
no, I know. I mean, but he is the guy that did that. He's yeah. all,
he's
yeah, check me out
guy.
Over here.
Number four on this list, so we're almost to the top of it. Drowning Pool, they had one song.
No,
you'll yeah. recognize it, but can you pull
is
the
this
name?
Bodies Hit the Floor?
Bodies, yep.
Hit the floor, let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
It's good. Alice at 97.3. Good morning.
Alien Ant Farms at number three, and theirs is somebody else's song.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know it.
You do.
Too easy.
This isn't the detachable penis, is it?
No. That was a good... I can't think of the name of that band, though. But that was their one big song.
Yeah.
That was a good song.
Okay, Alien Ant Farm. Oh, Dirty Diana.
No, it's a Smooth Criminal.
Wait, what?
You were very close. Smooth Criminal. You know, I think they had other songs, but I can't name them, so I'll go with what they're saying here. Number two, greatest rock one-hit wonders, Blind Melon.
Oh.
I know.
You know what?
Sad.
The first album... had a few hits on. I mean, I know No Rain was the song, yep. But Tones of Home was a huge hit.
Oh, I thought you were going to play Tones of Home.
Play Tones of Home.
No,
and then the second
to.
Album, right before he died, also had another hit on it.
You
it
know
was
what,
none of them were No Rain, right. But I don't
think they were sort of relegated to the radio we were doing at the time. You know, like, it wasn't like someone this one went everywhere. Everybody was playing No Rain. Okay, and they call the number one greatest rock one-hit wonder of all time. It's old. I want to say it's from the 60s. Iron Butterfly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Inagata De Vito, which was always a terrible song. I say it was only ever famous for being like the longest song in the whole world. This is just not... That's as good as it gets, people. Jump forward.
Sure.
Don't you know that I'm love? What I love, baby. Do you know this song, Alex?
I've heard it.
Yeah. Because everybody's heard In the Garden of Eden. I think he's saying In the Garden of Eden, right? And it just became In the Garden of Eden.
This is one of those, like,
Yeah. Iron Butterfly, terrible song, and yet it is a huge one-hit wonder.
530 says, for the one-hit wonders, did I miss Dishwalla?
Oh, Counting Blue Cars. You know what I was thinking is Hoobastank.
Oh, they had a huge hit.
The reason is Yow. I'm like, the reason's Yow.
That's one of those bands that like ended up hating that song because it was the only thing anyone wanted them to play.
Mm. So you got to play it like five times during your set. You know, open with it, close with it. Yeah.
A reason to start over new.
At the end, though, when he goes crazy, and the reason is you!
Yeah.
That's good.
That was a good one.
That's a good one.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, I like the song.
Oh. There it is.
And the reason is
No, it's not. It's all the way at the end.
I did all the way at the end.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're really late.
So crunchy to be in between the two of you. When
I know.
Start
so hostile today.
Oh, my God. Please.
Now, yesterday.
Get between me and Alex. It's nothing but love.
King Missile was detachable penis.
Oh, yeah. Penis. I loved detachable penis. That was like the greatest one-hit wonder.
I thought that was your tease. I was like.
Okay, we'll hear that after these.
Sarah. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And Vinny, Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Head over to radioalice.com/contest. We have all kinds of cool stuff that you can get in the running for. Lots of great contests. And while you're there, I know, so much. Browse around, take a look at the latest news stories, and get our show's full podcast.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
All the music you love, plus the podcast, news, and sports you can't miss are all on the free Odyssey app. Make sure to check out our full show podcast, latest show highlights, and secret show. Download it today.
Yeah.
We also got a sports station and some other stuff, but you know.
Yeah, just basically consider it like the Alice app.
I forget their name, though, so I can't.
Yeah, Little Brother something.
It starts with Alice's the something, I forget.
Yeah, something.
Still don't have it, though.
Can't figure it out.
The play.
They're great, though.
Reel. The highlight reel. It's the highlight reel. That's it. That's the name of it.
Okay. Anyway, good morning, everyone. Here's what's happening. So there's still a hurricane, or at this point, it's not a hurricane yet. It's
the
hammering.
Tropical storm.
Yeah, it's hammering Cuba.
Yeah,
and
Cuba's
moving
right in it, like
Florida's way. So this is the watch is on. Mm. People are hunkered down. Fingers crossed. Someone wrote in and said, "Is Florida over there going? That's fake news. There's no." Listen, I don't care about that. I really
My
don't.
Mom is like remarkably unconcerned.
Well, what's she gonna do? Go fight it?
No, leave. Like,
flee? Like she's gonna flee.
Why don't you guys go to higher ground? Why don't you go
drive to Georgia?
Wherever.
Now.
I don't know.
Georgia.
So good.
The whole day. Just an old sweet song.
All right, tangent again. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. This show's a lot.
It's a great song.
It's
Georgia. Okay. Anyway, let's get to the news. Here's what's happening. So this is a question for you. It's slightly sports related. Too bad I can't remember our sports station's name. Anyway.
I'll get back to you.
Okay.
I'll look it up.
I think it's Roger that or something.
I got nothing. Anyway, I can't even think of the dial position either. That's weird.
It's like 209.
209.
Yeah.
Yeah, check them out on 209.
297B.
Here's the directions to our sports station.
Yeah.
Go to 209 and wait there.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Wait, right. They might be on a break. You don't know.
But this is sports related, so here's a question for you. Curious. Okay. Right now, there are two big things happening in baseball. Now, there may be more, but these are the two bits. So, Yankee slugger Aaron Judge has been chasing Roger Maris's AL record of 61 home runs. Right now, everyone believes this guy's not on roids, so they feel like he might be a guy who can officially take that title.
Really?
There are a lot of purists who believe if he gets the title, he's the winner. Even though there's, you know, Barry Bonds beat it by, like, I think Barry Bonds' number was 73?
Yes. Mm.
How do you know that?
Because that was a big race. It was him and Sammy Sosa that year, right?
Or McGuire.
Oh, that was it. That was it.
I'm not sure which one was in the race with him, but 73
but
is
the... But they were both asterisk.
Yes. They actually, the three names we've just mentioned, Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa, were all tainted by steroids.
So they have beaten the record.
Whatever records they have, baseball purists believe in that. But for the record, they're not in the Hall of Fame yet, and they should be, or would be,
right,
had they not, you know, been associated tainted, right, with PEDs. Anyway, they believe this guy isn't on anything, and this might be a real record. He's chasing Roger Maris's 61 home runs. Albert Pujols is another guy who has been playing forever,
mm-hmm,
and this is his last. Many were saying, oh, this is last season. He's going back. He went back to the Cardinals, the team he started with back in the day. Then he went to the Angels for all the money. Wasn't heard from for like 10 years, and now he's at the end of his career, and he's... So he hit his 700th home run the other day, which is a lot. I think the record, or one of the records... I want to say Hank Aaron had 714, and that's
These are career records, right.
And he's a guy who, like, people say, that's legit. Mm-hmm. That's a legit number. So anyway, if you caught a huge home run ball like that, one of the ones where they'd probably go, can you throw us that ball? That's a really important baseball for Albert Pujols. He's, you know,
yeah,
he hit that, and this is his 700th. Can we have that back? Would you give it back to them, or would you keep it knowing it could be worth $1 million?
I'd probably keep it. I mean, if he hit it into the stands, that's nobody else had to give their balls back from the game. I'm going to keep that. This is a valuable ball.
That's the question.
Am I allowed to keep it?
Yeah. Yep.
Then yeah.
But it's one of those things where in the moment, the whole stadium of people are looking now at the lady who won't give Albert his ball back.
Yeah.
Hey, you!
We'll throw you
another one. Just throw us that one.
I'll give it to him in person.
No. For a check.
Well, I'm not going to say that in front of everybody, but yeah.
With a bunch of zeros.
Yep. Big old check.
Yeah, commas. I'm with you, actually. I think that on one hand, I would say, well, it's his big moment. Sorry, bub. I guess he should have done an infield
home run.
I carried this glove for the reason that I wanted to catch that home run ball, and I'm going to sell this for a lot of money. And I'll tell you what. Here's the deal, Albert. You have dibs. Not dibs, the guy on our sports station, that 209 that you're waiting to hear from any minute now.
209, the home run, I think it's called.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, anyway.
The stadium.
The stadium. That's
done.
It. 209, the 209 stadium.
The stadium.
Our little brother's station.
Right. So, yeah, I would say I'll give him dibs. And he can, you know, he can buy it from me.
Yes.
But no, I'm not going to turn down a small fortune just because you're, you know, stink eyeing me in a stadium full of people.
Right. Yeah. It's hard, though. You're right. In the moment, they're like, come on, man. That's his ball.
They say the question's like, actually posed here. Keep it to sell or be a good fan and give it back.
Good fan. Good fan gets you nowhere. I didn't even want to go to this game. Please, I got dragged.
A writer for Yahoo Sports did a big article after a 20-year-old Yankees fan caught Judge's 60th homer and gave it back to him. He got some cool stuff, like an autographed bat, but he could have sold that ball for $100,000 to Sotheby's.
Oh,
man.
The article talks about how fans get shamed if they decide to keep a ball like that. And that's exactly what happened after a fan who caught Albert's 700th on Friday left the stadium with it. They were trying to shame this person and make this person feel terrible.
I'm proud of them.
I agree.
I think, you know, you're a fan of the game, and you went to the game with a glove on your hand, and you caught a ball, and it was an important ball.
Here's a quote. In no other circumstances, an American who legally and rightfully stumbles upon a six-figure plus payday is expected to just give that up.
Right.
I agree. Are you kidding me?
I like your thought. It's like eBay. You know, you can go on there and you can bid on stuff, or you can buy it now. Here's the price. Pujols.
If Aaron Judge, the Yankees slugger, is able to get to 62 home runs this year, which many, again, purists will think that will call that the record. A lot of experts think that ball's worth over $1 million. Mm. So if that person catches it, run, dude.
Right.
Or
put your head down and run.
Run for it.
Although you kind of want the camera to catch you as documentation.
So documentation.
That's the ball.
Here's the ball next to my face.
Out of here.
Gotta get it. Gotta go. I don't want to hear anybody trying to tell me.
Don't shame me.
Don't browbeat me into anything. No.
Tell you what, give me $1 million, I'll give you the ball.
Yeah, there you go. I wanted to do this one for you. And if I did this already, please stop me. But what was something you were conditioned to worry about way too much as a kid? So one of the examples they give is, don't go swimming right after you eat. You're going to cramp up and drown.
Yeah, you need to give it a half hour.
I've told you, my
is
mom...
Is that real?
No, it's not real. I mean, you don't want to swim on a full stomach because it's not comfortable, mm-hmm. but you're not going to cramp up and drown. And by the way, just for the record, I'm not trying to assume liability for all of your, you know, drownings out there, but I will say, you better have more fight in you than that. That you had a sandwich and now you're going under and you're 3, 2, 1. Come on.
Yeah. Have a little fortitude, loser.
Fight for your life. What are you doing?
Yeah. I never heard of anyone drowning.
A PB&J took you out?
Right.
Maybe you need to be. Come on.
Maybe it was just that the parents were like, it's too hard keeping you from drowning.
This
we want
is
a half
one.
Hour break. Like, what was that? What? Why would that ever have come up?
I thought it was more about, like, yakking, you know, after you eat
you might
a bunch
barf.
And then, then your physical.
That's one of those things that just goes exercise. Around. Like this one. That it's illegal to have the dome. You know how your parents, you'd be like, turn on the light in the back. I can't see. And they'd go, it's illegal to have the dome light on in the car while driving. We can't turn that on. Do you remember that? I used to hear that.
Yeah.
I never heard it was illegal, but my dad would say, I can't see out the front when the dome light's on.
Oh, he just went for the truth.
Yeah.
Tried to sell you on that. Anyway, it's not illegal.
Oh, I thought it was illegal the whole time.
Not illegal.
I still thought it was illegal.
Huh. This one's from a certain age demographic that quicksand was a major cause of death for lots of people.
Oh, quicksand is real.
She said with a big, dumb smile on her face.
I believed in quicksand, man.
I know you did, but I'm saying
I was like, you know, there were all these meadows near our house. When I grew up in the country, south of Boston. It was country. I mean, there were no houses. Once you got out.
All these meadows?
Tons of meadows. Meadows and forests and, yeah. So there was this one place where we found like a couple dead animals. And I don't know why we would think these dead animals on top of the ground had been killed by quicksand, and then what, the earth belched them back up? But we're like, you can't go there.
Because of the quicksand.
Because of the quicksand. Obviously.
It was in cartoons and lots of television shows, and it was one of those.
It's real, but I don't think we have it around us.
It's not real.
No, it's real.
There's no.
Of course it is.
Look it up. Someone look it up. Quicksand, see if it's real. I want you to find the number of people who have died via quicksand.
Yeah, okay. Find a number. And and also find out where exactly it is, because I need to know that quicksand.
That if anything bad hits your permanent record, your life is ruined. These are things as a kid.
Oh my God, your parents call the authorities. Authorities on what, Mom? Now I know that it was just BS.
You worried way too much about as a kid. These are things on that list.
That's a good one.
If you took a shower during a thunderstorm, you'd probably get struck by lightning and die.
Oh, never
I
heard
never
that.
Heard that no. one either. Sweets before bed would give you nightmares?
Yeah,
never
heard that.
If you consumed anything from a hotel minibar, you'd bankrupt your fam. What?
Yes. That's remember, you would go to a hotel, you'd be in a hotel room, and you'd be rooting around in it, and you'd open the thing up, and not only were there were like sodas,
like the nuts and things,
and nuts
too,
and
right.
candy bars, and stuff. I'm like, oh my God, it's like there's treasure in here, and my mom like lost her mind. They're like, you can't have any, and so now even to this day, like I could afford to eat a $10 candy bar. I mean, it's stupid, and I get that they're gouging you, but I really want the candy bar. You know what I mean? It's not going to bankrupt me, but I feel. Really guilty if I eat anything out of the mini bar. And these days, if you even pick the thing up, it's like a weighted thing. Right? Or is that also made up?
I don't know anything about hotel mini bars. I don't go near them.
Oh, yeah. There's it's like sensors.
Are there?
Yeah,
or is
yeah,
that
yeah.
a lie?
No, certain hotels will have sensors on the. So if you move like a bottle, they'll charge you for it.
Yeah, don't touch that stuff.
You don't even touch it.
I did find, well, I couldn't find a number of deaths.
For quicksand, but there is quicksand, yeah?
Well, it just basically, to sum it up, it says, it's basically impossible to die in quicksand.
Yeah, made for TV drama nonsense.
Quicksand does exist, but it's basically impossible to die.
Well, how deep is it? I mean, you could die. Because people struggle. That's the thing. You gotta be still, and you gotta, you know, try to get on your back. Try to, like, lay out. Float on top.
Well, for the record, there's nothing quick about it.
It is more like slow sand, you know?
Right.
Usually about 2 to 4 feet.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 714 was Babe Ruth. Hank Aaron was 755. So the numbers, I don't think Pujols is coming back to try and get that. But someone else says that, hey, Vin, Albert Pujols made $346 million in his career.
Damn.
If he wants the ball, he can buy it.
Yeah,
and that's,
he can
I
buy
agree.
The ball. Yeah.
1,000%.
Yes.
There's a dude who's got the dough.
Right.
And I, that's a guy I'd go, all right, I'm going to give you a deal on it.
Mm-hmm.
$2 million. Yeah.
Fully.
And here's someone else says, Albert Pujols has come out and said he wants the fan to keep the ball until the fan can sell it, which, of course, the fan will do.
Right.
Who wouldn't? Like, I, honestly, why would you hold that against me? I can pay my kids. If I can just sell it for the price of my kids' college, why wouldn't I do that?
Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's like you're already rich. Oh, we're getting the wrap it up sign.
Lesson learned. You really will throw up if you go on a trampoline right after you eat.
Mm.
Well, that's different than swimming. I mean, you're actually...
Right. You're jumping. You're making yourself sick.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.